Illegal alien accused of killing Pierce Corcoran to be deported from U.S. by John Binder on March 19, 2019. The illegal alien accused of killing 22-year-old Pierce Corcoran in Knoxville, Tennessee, has been ordered deported from the United States by a federal judge. As Breitbart News reported, Pierce Corcoran, an aspiring personal trainer, was killed in a head-on car crash allegedly caused by 44-year-old illegal alien Francisco Eduardo Franco Cambrani days before New Year's Eve. The illegal alien, police said, was driving without a license and without proper registration for his vehicle. He was subsequently charged with negligent homicide and driving without a license and was granted a $3,500 bond months ago. In a decision this week, the Executive Office for Immigration Review announced that Franco Cambrani is ordered deported from the country following the alleged killing of Corcoran. One of Corcoran's siblings wrote online that the leniency applied to the illegal alien is an insult. In January, Franco Cambrani's attorney urged federal officials to allow the illegal alien to remain in the U.S., telling the court that despite the alleged killing of Corcoran, his client had been a success while living illegally in the country. Mr. Franco Cambrani attributes his success in this country to the kindness and generosity of East Tennesseans, the illegal alien's attorney stated. It is his sincere hope that he lives the remainder of his life in East Tennessee. He has suffered great sacrifice to call this area home. Family members of Pierce have created a Facebook and Twitter account in his memory, both titled, Justice for Pierce Corcoran. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.